Hi, and welcome to Lamplighter Podcast. My name is Rebecca, and this is my squirrel friend, Momo.
Hello, kids!
We have an exciting story for you today. In each of our stories, we are going to learn about one virtue. A virtue is anything that is good and right and true. Virtues are like little lights that shine bright and beautiful in a story. So, are you ready? Come and listen while we light the way to your imagination.
Okay, ready? And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three, four.
Oh, hi, Momo. What are you doing exactly? That's loud. Why do you have a drum set here?
Oh, this? I'm just practicing the drums because I want to be in my friend's new band. They're going to name it The Awesomes and the Awesome Band.
Wow, that's quite a name. And I didn't even know you wanted to be in a band.
Oh, I never did before. But when I heard the name of their band, I decided I wanted to be a part of it. Because that would mean I'm awesome if I'm in the band named Awesome.
I'm not quite sure that's how things work, Momo. It doesn't really matter what you do that makes you awesome. It matters who you are.
Sorry, I can't hear you right now. I gotta keep practicing. I'm gonna go practice at my home so I'm not too loud for our listeners.
Well, I guess I'll have to try to talk to him later. Why don't we start our story for you guys today? Today's story is an exciting adventure full of fairies and leprechauns and clovers and... Well, why don't I just tell you about it and you can see for yourself.
Hey, Fiona, wait for me!
Two little fairies were excitedly flying through their mossy forest as fast as they could go.
Come on, Fergus! You can go faster! The cave's just around this corner!
Fiona flew around a large tree and disappeared.
Hey, wait up!
Cried her good friend Fergus. He was a little bit younger than Fiona and couldn't keep up with her quite like he wished. He finally flew around the same large tree, but there was no sign of Fiona.
Hello? Fiona, where are you?
He looked around at the mossy trees and then up into the mists that always hung over this damp and cool forest. He didn't see his friend anywhere.
Boo!
Fergus jumped so high into the air that he got tangled in a net of leaves.
Oh, Fergus! I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. It was so funny to give you a scare. But do you see why my cave is so amazing? You didn't even see me hiding in it.
Fergus pulled himself out of the leaves and rolled his eyes, but he couldn't help smiling. That was a pretty good scare.
I can't believe I found it yesterday, just by accident, too. Come on now, I'll show you the cave.
Fiona flew down and disappeared behind a wall of thick vines that were hanging off a large, low tree branch. Fergus excitedly followed, and when he pushed through the vines, he was suddenly in a small, dark cave. It wasn't much taller than they were, and since they were fairies, that meant it was really quite small. But it went back a ways, which gave them room to spread out.
Turn on your glow light, Ferg. I'll turn on mine, and then we can pretend like this is our house.
The two fairies reached into their pockets and each pulled out a small object that looked like a box. When they shook it a few times, the boxes suddenly lit up with a beautiful glow. When they let go of their glow lights, the boxes remained floating in the air, lighting up the whole cave. They smiled, knowing that they could play house here until their parents called for them to return home. This mossy, damp, quiet forest was the enchanted home for the three kingdoms of fairy peoples. There were the rock fairies, the water fairies, and the tree fairies. All of the fairy people got along very well and worked together to keep their forest a safe and prosperous land. Other types of fairies may not have liked the cloudy, gray, cold days in this forest, but the fairies of the Three Kingdoms couldn't imagine a more beautiful home. They loved the way the bright green mosses covered their forest like a quiet blanket. They loved the way the morning mists would rest on the forest floor. And they loved how wonderfully their gardens grew in this rainy weather. The rock fairies in this forest lived in large mossy boulders, or sometimes in an old stone ruin. The water fairies lived in little dried mud houses along the rivers and streams in the forest. And the tree fairies lived along branches and trunks and built their houses from leaves. They were very different in many ways, with different traditions and different wing and hair colors. But there was one thing they all loved the same: clovers. Clovers grew wild all over this forest, and it was a good thing too, because all the fairies ate clover for almost every meal. They would make clover smoothies in the morning, mixing it with fresh berries and dewdrops. They'd make clover soups in the afternoon, sprinkled with a bit of herbs from their garden. And in the evening, they would make marvelous meals of clover: spicy clover mash, or fresh clover salads with honey dressing, or boiled potato pieces wrapped in clover. Yes, all the fairies loved clover. But there was one thing they all loved even more than clover, and that was to find a lucky four-leaf clover. Almost every clover had only three leaves, so they all knew that finding a four-leaf clover was the most rare and lucky moment for any fairy. It was so special indeed that any time a fairy found a four-leaf clover, there was a large celebration where all the rock fairies and all the water fairies and all the tree fairies would join together in a great celebration. The special fairy who found the four-leaf clover would get to wear the golden clover crown for the whole celebration. They would get presents and extra special food. It was an honor to find the four-leaf clover, and whenever the fairies went out to collect clovers for their meals, each one wished that he would be the next person to find the lucky four-leaf clover.
Fiona! Fergus! Time to come home!
Fiona and Fergus had been setting up their new cave with little sticks and pebbles and clovers so that it looked like a cozy little home. When they heard their parents calling, they grabbed their glow lights, which turned off right away, and flew out toward the place where their parents and neighbors had been collecting clovers that day.
"Let's come back tomorrow," said Fiona. "Then we can pretend to cook, and you can be the baby, and I'll feed you." "That'll be funny. And then we can..."
She had been talking happily, but stopped when she noticed all the adults were looking very serious and talking in quiet voices. She waved goodbye to Fergus, then flew to her family.
"Mama, what's the matter? Why does everyone look so upset?"
"Oh, I'm sorry, my little love. We're just talking about where all the four-leaf clovers have gone again. Nobody has found one in many months now, and it's never taken this long for someone to find a four-leaf clover. We just don't know why they're all missing. But don't worry, little love. Let's go back home and make some delicious dinner with the clovers we collected today. Come on."
Her mom gave her a hug, and then her family flew back up to their leafy tree home. Fiona knew that everyone was feeling concerned about the mystery of the missing four-leaf clovers. None of the rock, water, or tree fairies had found even one special clover over the last few months. It was very unusual, and there was one thing that everyone was thinking but nobody wanted to talk about. They had all heard stories of long ago when mischievous leprechauns used to live in the forest and take all the four-leaf clovers from the fairies just to be mean to them. But there was no way that a leprechaun lived in their forest now. The fairies long, long ago had chased all the leprechauns out of their forest and over the mountains. They had promised to leave each other alone, and nobody in all the forest had ever worried about leprechauns since then. So there was no way that the four-leaf clovers were being taken by a leprechaun. No way at all. At least, that's what everyone was hoping. They arrived home, and immediately Fiona forgot about the worry of the missing clovers. She felt happy and safe inside the leaves of her cozy home. Her family sat down at their small wooden table, drinking fresh apple juice and eating clover and seed soup. Everyone else seemed happier now, too. They talked and laughed. Fiona told them all about her new cave and how much fun she had had with Fergus that day. She crawled into bed that night, full and happy, dreaming about the little cave and how much fun they were going to have playing in there tomorrow.
How about let's pretend that we are dragons this time, and this is our dragon lair?
Fiona and Fergus were back at the cave the next morning, with their glow lights on, thinking of new games to play for the day.
Oh, yes! I want to be the dragon king, and you can be the dragon queen, and we can conquer this land from the evil enemies!
Fiona laughed, and then they began to play their dragon game.
They were flying in and out of the cave, pretending to blow fire and fight the enemy, when suddenly, Fergus grabbed her hand. "Shh, do you hear that?" he said.
Fiona thought he was pretending at first, but before she could say anything, she heard it too. There was somebody coming, somebody big.
They could hear heavy thudding footsteps on the mossy ground. "Hurry, let's hide in the cave," said Fiona.
She didn't know what kind of creature was coming towards them, but she didn't want to be out here to find out. Fiona and Fergus quickly flew into the cave. They peeked out between the vines covering the entrance and then began to hear another noise. Someone was humming a song. The creature had a low voice and the humming kept getting louder as he got closer. Finally, they saw it. A little stout man with a big red beard and a hat, all dressed in green. He held a glowing green wand in one hand and was waving it over the ground slowly as he walked.
"Oh, I like them four-leaf clovers. I'll search for them all day. I've got me magic wand right here. I'll find them right away. And soon when I find gold coins, I'll take them all back home. Everyone will love me. I'll be the best of leprechauns. Oh."
Fiona and Fergus couldn't believe it. They had only heard stories about leprechauns and how mischievous and mean they were. But they never, ever thought they'd see one. And yet, here was a leprechaun standing right in front of their eyes. As they were watching him, the wand he was waving over the ground suddenly changed color from green to yellow.
"I think we found a four-leaf clover. Yes, I think I have."
The leprechaun looked through the clover patch and plucked one up with his big, thick hands.
"Aha! There you are, you little beauty. I'm so glad I could drop a tear. But I'll put you right here."
He opened his pocket and stuffed his lucky find inside. Then he began to sing his song again and disappeared into the forest. Fiona and Fergus stared at each other with wide eyes.
"He was taking the clovers! The four-leafers! We got to tell the grown-ups fast!"
They peeked out of the cave door, listening to make sure there was no sign of the leprechaun. When they were sure he was gone, they flew out as fast as they could go to find their parents. They knew that all the fairies of the Three Kingdoms were going to be shocked at what they had just seen. A leprechaun taking their four-leaf clovers in their own forest. What were they going to do?
Wait, wait! That's not the end of the story! What happens when they tell their parents? How did the leprechauns get in the forest? What are they going to do?
I know it's hard to wait to hear the rest of the story, but we don't have time to finish it today. You'll just have to come back and hear part two. Also, in part two, we will be discussing our virtue for the story. Do you have any guesses what our virtue might be, Momo?
Is it the virtue of playing drums?
That's not a virtue, it's more of a talent.
Is it having a bushy tail?
I don't think that's a virtue.
Is it acorns?
Oh boy, maybe we just need to wait for the next episode to talk about our virtue. Meanwhile, I guess you can keep practicing your drums, Momo, and we'll see if you get in your band.
Oh, yes, so exciting! Momo and the Awesomes Band. I like it. Let's go get some more practice.
Thanks for listening to Lamplighter Podcast today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you liked our story, please leave us a review. It really helps other listeners to find these stories. We also love to hear from our listeners. If you'd like to send us suggestions, comments, or tell us of times you practiced a virtue, please write us at lamplighterkids@gmail.com.